In late December last year, the Federal Railroad Administration released the latest iteration of its plan to upgrade the Northeast Corridor, including rerouting the line in several places. The aim is to be able to accommodate much higher speed trains, but many sections of the proposal have caused an outcry in Connecticut, including a $10 billion tunnel in Old Lyme and routing the line through the Mystic Aquarium. State Senator Paul Formica gave testimony Monday to the legislature's Transportation Committee.
We're hoping that the entire assembly can get behind this resolution and just voice their opposition to this. This is not the days of the Wild West when we had clear open territory to lay track. There is a huge amount of implications both to quality of life, to the environmental needs, to the historic districts, and just to really clear common sense and reason.
In New London, the bypass would ignore Union Station and cut a swath through the city's central business district, according to Mayor Michael Passero.
The proposed Kenyon bypass would create a new rail corridor through New London that would wipe out a significant portion of the existing tax generating property. New London simply cannot afford to lose any more taxable land.
Freshman State Senator Heather Summers wants the legislature to deny state funding to any proposal that hasn't consulted every affected municipality.
The FRA plan is not only irresponsible but dangerous, given the impact it would have on multiple towns throughout southeastern Connecticut.
Old Mystic Village is one of the tourist attractions that lies in the path of the proposed new line. Owner Chris Regan.
We've been a top five taxpayer in Stonington for 45 years, and they want to come in and take it from us? It's insane.
He's organizing a rally in Mystic this weekend to protest the plan. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.